Do hepatic fibrosis and stenosis measured by hepatic transient elastography predict cardiovascular risk in patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, an observational cross-sectional study? Background: Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease has been associated with increased cardiovascular risk in previous studies. In majority, ultrasonography has been used to diagnose and stage NAFLD, which lacks sensitivity and is non-quantitative. Other more sensitive, comprehensive, and quantitative diagnostic tools, such as vibration control transient elastography, has largely been underused in research work. TE-driven liver stiffness measurement and controlled attenuation parameters provide an accurate and simplified estimation of liver fibrosis and steatosis respectively. Therefore, we aim to analyze the relationship between these two objective and robust parameters, that is hepatic fibrosis and steatosis, with established cardiovascular risk predictor tools, which included carotid intimal medial thickness, Framingham risk score, and American College of Cardiology pooled cohort equation score. Methods: In this observational cross-sectional study, we enrolled adults aged 30 to 80 years who were diagnosed to have fatty liver on routine hepatic ultrasonography. A complete clinical, anthropometric, and laboratory assessments were done, along with CIMT estimation by carotid Doppler and transient elastography in all the individuals. NAFLD participants were divided into two distinct categories of steatosis, with CAP more than 290 and less than 290, and fibrosis, LSM less than 10 and more than 10. Their cardiovascular risk assessment was done by calculating Framingham risk score, ACC pooled cohort equation score, and carotid intimal medial thickness. Results: Of the 152 volunteers, 43.4% met the inclusion criteria, 50.7% were men and 47.8% were women. The mean age was 50.8 years, BMI was 32.3, and waist circumference was 101.74. 40.9% were diabetics and 25.7% were hypertensives. A greater number of participants presented with mild to moderate fibrosis as compared to severe fibrosis, whereas severe steatosis participants predominated as compared to mild to moderate steatosis. Presence of significant fibrosis, that is LSM more than 10, were independently and significantly associated with high Framingham risk score, high pooled cohort equation score, and high CAMT. On the other hand, presence of significant steatosis, that is CAP more than 290, was not significantly associated with any of the cardiovascular risk marker, though a greater number of participants with CIMT more than 0.7 belong to severe steatosis group. High CIMT correlated well with the greater FRS and ACC pooled cohort equation score, suggesting CIMT as a surrogate marker of subclinical atherosclerosis. Conclusions: Subjects with severe fibrosis, that is LSM more than 10, had a significantly higher cardiovascular risk, whereas severe steatosis alone failed to predict the cardiovascular risk. Thus, in primary care, a more reliable and accurate methodology for estimation of the severity of fibrosis in the form of FibroScan for all NAFLD should be aimed. In the light of evolving trials and research publications, it is expected that in near future, some of these NAFLD parameters, particularly higher grades of fibrosis, may become a key component of the comprehensive evaluation of cardiovascular risk estimation and may provide a window of opportunity to healthcare professionals and policymakers for early intervention and cardiovascular protection. Thank you.